So this patient had a thyroidectomy, and of course, the four parathyroid glands are embedded on the posterior aspect of the thyroid gland. So one of the post-op complications of thyroidectomy is hypoparathyroidism with low serum calcium. And carpopedal spasm, with inflation of the blood pressure cuff, that is Trusio's sign of hypocalcemia, okay? And where you can get spasm of the hands and feet with blood pressure cuff inflation. Okay. Why particularly that sign is seen, no fucking idea, but it's just high yield for hypocalcemia. And likewise, Chvostek's sign, when the masseter is stroked with the finger, that can cause spasm of the masseter muscle. That also is high yield for hypocalcemia. So, of course, we have a down arrow for serum calcium here because of the hypoparathyroidism. And then our fecal calcium, you're like, what the fuck is that about? Well, what does PTH do at the kidney? It upregulates 1-alpha-hydroxylase, converts inactive 25-hydroxyD3 into active 1,25-dihydroxyD3, which then goes to the small bowel to increase absorption of calcium and phosphate. So if we have low 1,25-D3 because PTH is low, our fecal calcium must be increased because we're not going to be absorbing as much. This isn't just some random variable that I threw in there for the sake of it. Fecal calcium, for one reason or another, is something that shows up on the NBMEs for step one for vitamin D, PTH, sarcoidosis type questions. Okay, so in this case, hypoparathyroidism, up arrow fecal calcium, down arrow serum calcium, and then the pH, no change. Absolutely no relation to this question, sort of just a mini distractor here. Of course, completely unrelated in secondary hyperparathyroidism, where we have renal failure, we would have decreased serum bicarbonate in a down arrow for pH. But once again, no relation to this question. Okay, that's it.